And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
How do you get faith? It's important for us to be able to answer this question because many misunderstand. Many seem to think that faith is something that is given to you by a direct operation from God, that God will send His Holy Spirit to act upon your heart and give you faith, and that until God does that, you can't have faith. But the Bible answers the question, how do I get faith? But it gives a very different answer than that. If we look in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, it says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Oh, God has made provision for us to have faith. God wants every one of us to have faith. According to Hebrews 11 and verse 6, he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Without that faith, it's impossible to please him. Since God wants us to have faith, he has given us what is necessary for us to have faith, and that is his word, the Bible. In the Bible, God gives us all of the evidence necessary for us to build a solid and substantial faith in him and in his ability and his promises. Now, many people think that evidence and faith are completely separate, that faith is some kind of a blind leap in the dark. In fact, I remember one time a child described faith as believing in something even if you know it's not true. Well, that's not Bible faith. Bible faith is believing what God has already given us evidence for. God gives us evidence in the Bible that shows that He exists, that He does love us, that He is the all-powerful Creator, that He is the one who sustains us, that He is coming back one day to judge us according to the law that He has given us to live under. God gives us evidence of all these things, and it is by looking at that evidence that we can develop faith, and that faith moves us to obedience. So how do we get faith? We get faith by studying God's Word, looking at the evidence that He gives us, and then obeying Him so that we might have salvation. Faith alone is important, but faith alone will not take us to heaven. In addition to our faith, we must put acts of obedience. Now, we're not going to work our way to heaven. We're never going to do enough good things that God will somehow owe us a home in heaven. But God's Word does require of us that we believe in Him and obey Him. And by doing those acts of obedience that He requires, repenting of our sins, confessing Christ's name before men, and being baptized in water for the remission of our sins, we are saved. That's how we get faith, and that's the only way that we can get Bible faith. I hope you find that answer helpful.